the Dynasty, with your host at Life from the Ben. And with me, as usual, my co-hosts at FF Doormat and at Mark Blue is here. How are we today, gentlemen? Matt?
Mate, I'm doing wonderfully well, especially we've got our main man, Mark Bull, back. That's the Bull, get the horns. He's back with us. It's good to see his beautiful face on air. So, yeah, looking forward to the Super Bowl. Can't be better, really.
He's a handsome man. Glad you're back, Mark. Give me a cuddle.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good to be back. Got the Super Bowl coming up in a few days. Ironically, it's the I think I was reading somewhere on Twitter today that Matt Stafford will become the oldest number one pick to be going to their first Super Bowl, and Joe Burrow is the youngest first round pick to be number one pick to be going to their Super Bowl. So it's
I saw that.
It's two very different paths traveled to get there, but hoping Matt Stafford can get one. God knows he deserves it.
I'm actually in two minds whether to take a day off work to watch the Super Bowl, because every time I take a day off work, it's a shit match.
You know? Yeah, but that's only because usually it's been the Patriots winning it.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's true. But like, just the match itself, it ends up being a blowout, or just it's not, you know, it's not a good aesthetic game to watch every time.
But I think it's going to be a classic. I think it's going to be a classic, this one.
I think it's going to be tight. All right.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know who's going to win. I think probably the Rams. You know, normally defense shows up, doesn't it, in Super Bowl when there's big matches. You've seen these prolific offenses sort of struggle. But I think they've got a pretty sneaky good defense, the Bengals. But that O-line's just going to get decimated, right? But it didn't matter against Tennessee, so... Wait and see. I think it'll be close. I think it'll go down to the final few plays, which is all we can hope for, really.
Yeah, I think it's got the potential. I think it's got the potential to be close, but I also, you know, you've got to remember that it was only 9-10 months ago that the Bengals were picking 105 as well. So you've also got to look at it that way, that there's every chance that, you know, 9 months ago they were the 105. So, you know, the Rams have been a very good team over the last few years.
Yeah, I just see the Rams pass rush smashing the Bengals. Not super original, I know, but that's what I think will happen.
And
Matt Stafford, I think, will score more than 3 touchdowns. And the Bengals have struggled to score. It has, like Burrow has made plays in key moments, but the Bengals have struggled to score in the playoffs. So
yeah, I think if it goes either way, I think if it's tight, the edge goes to Stafford. He's just got the experience in that, like, you know, he's got the experience over Burrow. But by the same token, I think Stafford certainly has the arm talent to outgun Burrow if it does end up being a track meet. But, you know, Burrow he's a winner. You know, he's won at every level. And I think that's one of those things that can be overlooked. You put 2 or 3 of those players in there, you know, with confidence that they're going to win, and, you know, anything could happen.
Matt, any other comments on Super Bowl before we move on?
I think we've got a prop bet challenge at the main channel, right? Towards the titles, got an entry into Frankenstein League. So get your, it's a free prop bet challenge. Anthem, over-unders, covers of the Gatorade, that sort of stuff. So that's a bit of fun. I got my bets in there early. And, look, happy whoever wins, right? It'd be great to see the Bengals win it. It'd be great to see, be good to see the Rams win. You know, no villains this year, really.
It's nice to have two new, different teams in it than we've seen the last couple of years. And I know the Rams were there not that long ago, but it's a pretty different team now than then, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I apologize in advance. I just got this virtual soundboard to work, so I'll probably be using it a bit too often tonight.
Got to get your money's worth, mate.
Exactly, mate. Yeah, it took me a while to get this working. I invested time into this, mate. Time. Windows do not like this software. All right. I had to muck around for quite a while to get it to work. So tonight's episode, what we're doing is we are going to do a Dynasty startup draft, but with a bit of a twist. So we're going to break it up into the middle, the beginning, and the end. And what I mean by that is we're going to be making our picks based off ADP. Right. And we can only pick a player who's being drafted in the ADP region that we've got assigned to us. So, for example, the region that's been assigned to me is pick 101, is the start of the draft, which is pick 1, 2, 3, and 4. And the players going in those picks are Patrick Mahomes, Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. So I can only take one of those players, right? And then Matt was going to have pick that he's got the middle of the draft, the next section, and the players going in that section are Prescott, Taylor, Joe Burrow, and Lamar Jackson. So he can only take one of those.
That's Bully. Bully got the middle, right?
Oh, Bully's got the middle. Apologies. Bully's got the middle. And Bull, put your phone on silent, right? All right. So I guess we're going to be doing this. It's your standard all positions start 1 to 7 plus super flex. So you start one at every position, the rest of super, rest of flex and a super flex, PPR scoring, tight end premium, right? And we're just going to take it from there. And then we'll have a bit of a look at the teams after we kick on and just see where we think, you know, what position is drafted the best team. So before we get going, though, I just want to let people know that you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Podbean, Facebook, Toilets and Titles page, and When a Family Breaks, and, of course, Spotify. Please hit the like and subscribe button and throw us an Apple Podcast iTunes review. And now you can also throw us a Spotify review if you're listening on Spotify. So please do that. And if you're watching on YouTube or you're listening to the podcast and you got the inclination to go to YouTube, please hit like and subscribe and check out all of our shows. All right, boys. Well, I'm going first in this exercise. And look, this is an original exercise. I've seen this done before on Dynasty Blueprint. I don't know when it was Dynasty Blueprint. There's lots on Dynasty now, but I don't know if it's been done recently. If it has, okay, but I don't think it has. But yeah, not an original idea, not claiming it's an original idea. All right. So I've got I'm picking at the start of the draft, first four positions, and I'm going to take, I'm kind of in two minds between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, but I'm going to go Mahomes. But why are you laughing? You don't like it?
No, I'm a big Josh Allen guy, but I think if you're taking a player at 101, you want someone that you're going to have for the next 5 to 10 years, and that's Mahomes. I think
all these players, though, we're going to have for 5 to 10 years, going in 101 to 104.
Yeah, but I think if you look at the track record of QBs that are relying heavily on rushing, which the next, you know, well, two of the next three are, they do tend to have shorter careers than those that have got genuine, just pure arm talent. And I think Mahomes has them covered in that. And, you know, I think Josh Allen might score him for the next couple of years, but in 5 years' time, I think it's going to be a shorter career for one of them than the others.
To be determined. Bully, you're next. Right, you got the list.
For me, it's going to be Dak Prescott. I think he's got the highest ceiling of the four players there. The temptation would be to go JT, but once again, like if I'm picking 5, 6, or 7, I want safety, and I think Dak Prescott is probably the safest of those picks. You could be tempted into Burrow, but I think Burrow at times has struggles to score. I think Dak's the man there for me.
Dak is literally last in that tier for me. Last. What do you reckon of that pick?
I think we're chatting before. I couldn't take Dak there. It's Burrow and Taylor before Dak for me. And probably Lamar, just because the Cowboys' offense. You know, it's not the offense or the defense. The defense is so good; they're not throwing the ball as much. You know, if they rewind the clock back and start throwing the ball 50, 60 times again, then you can see Dak jumping back up into that, even that top tier quarterbacks maybe. But just because of the youth, you know, he's getting on a little bit. He had a couple of injuries. I'd probably go Burrow, Taylor over Dak. But in saying that, solid pick.
No bad picks at this point in the draft. I mean,
well, you really see so many articles, like who you take 101, who you take 102. It doesn't really matter, right? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, looking at these guys, you don't really want to be at the top, right? Unless you're in a draft where you can trade back. Probably want to pick towards the end, which is where Hatton is picking right now at FF doormat. Who are you picking? You're on the clock back to back. So who are you taking in tier one?
I've had a bit of a scroll down, right? I can only take the Reds. There's not too many quarterbacks in that red. I'm going to
none. There's none in the first red.
There's a couple.
You've got to pick from that first four.
Yeah, no, the next one. I've got the next one. But I'm saying there's not that many. So, yeah, bit of an interesting conundrum I got. But, yeah, look, I've got to go with Jamar Chase. I think only way's up for him. I think he's still ascending generational talent. He's done really well for me this year, so bit of a favourite, so I'll tell Jamar.
And with your next pick, who are you going to be selecting?
Sir Trevor Lawrence, I'll take. I think he was going the first round last year. I think that this is about right, start of the second this year. I like Peterson there. I think that's a good hire. So expecting big things. Again, I'll scroll down. Can't take too many quarterbacks. I think, you know, if I don't take a quarterback here, I'm going to end up with Mac Jones or Kirk Cousins or something like that as my QB one. So, you know, sort of force my hand a little bit. But, yeah, I'll grab.
You're not worried about that pick? It's not a little bit scary?
It is now you play that sound. No, I don't think so. I think it's still a bit of a discount. I think he had a pretty solid year, a terrible, terrible organization. So, yeah, I really like Peterson. I think it's a good pick. I'm not sure what you guys think of that hire, but for me, it's a tick in the right box.
I like the Peterson hire. I think it's a good thing for Lawrence. To be honest, that second tier from, you know, 201 to 204, I don't know if there's a player in that four players that I'd actually be taking. I think if I was drafting there, I'd probably be reaching down or trying to move out. Just because I think two or three of them are probably a reach and one is a little bit overvalued, but I think T-Law is probably the best pick of those four.
Look, if it was me, like in a real draft, right, you could have smashed, based off this ADP, you might have been able to smash Lawrence and Lance back, you know, double on quarterback there. And that's probably what I would do in a real startup.
I just think there's QBs below.
Sorry?
I think if I was looking to pick a QB there and I was dead set on going back at QBs to lock it up and then I can go and run on other players, I think there's players below there that I'd be...
Let's hold our horses, Mark, and see as we go through the draft. All right. And with that, you're back on the clock, mate.
Who are you taking? There's two players here that stand out to me. I'd be deciding between Hurts and Wilson. I think CMC, I'm not willing to spend my second round pick for three games a year. And Justin Fields hasn't shown me enough at the NFL level for me to buy it. Both these players have risks. Hurts may not have a job and Russell Wilson may not be in Seattle. So I'm probably going to go Hurts just because he's younger and he's got the same upside.
And it's back to me. I'm back to back now. Deciding. Well, I have to take this guy. Probably one of the most valuable assets in all of Dynasty Fantasy Football. And that is Kyle Pitts. It's just for viewer or listener clarification, the players in this tier, Kyle Pitts, Javonte Williams, Tyreek Hill, and Cooper Kupp.
I think he's not going to fall that far in real draft. I think he's going to go a lot earlier than that. But out of those players, he's the one you've got to take. Maybe Javonte, but I think Pitts is a clear favourite.
Yeah. Where am I going with my next pick? This is hard because if I don't take quarterback here, it's going to get ugly later on, like really ugly, like gross. But you know what? I can't pull the trigger on these old-ass quarterbacks, man. Can't do it.
Not while Waddle's on the board.
Not while Waddle's on the board. Damn straight. I'm taking Jalen Waddle.
Yeah.
All right, Jalen Waddle. This is my third round pick, essentially. And this would be picking on the turn, like in the second, third round. And we're back to Bull.
Yeah, I mean, there's two players in this tier to decide between, and then there's two that have rather large concerns. DK, obviously, if Russ isn't throwing him the ball, who's going to be throwing the ball? And he's a very efficient receiver, but whether or not he gets that efficiency with somebody else throwing him the ball is a different question. And then obviously with Alvin Kamara, we're not going to go into it too much, but he's obviously got his own concerns at the moment. So I think with where I've gone so far, I'm probably winning, probably going more win now than long term. And I think Mixon's going to give me the next most points over the next 2 years. So I'm probably going to load up on Joe Mixon here. And
Joe Mixon over both those wide receivers.
Ew, D-Bad.
Come on, man. All right, Joe Mixon it is.
Yeah, Debo just concerns me. Like, he, towards the back end of that season, he wasn't getting the same targets downfield. And, you know, DK, if it's somebody who's not as efficient with the deep ball, you know.
The Dolphins just lost their true mastermind in Mike McDaniels. I can understand the Debo hesitation. And we're back to at FF Doormat.
So I've got Mark Andrews, Stephon Diggs, Tua, or Barkley. So I can't pick Tua here, or the uncertainty. I do like him. I mean, Barkley, again, is in that uncertainty basket, whether he stays or moves on. There's rumors that he's going to be moved on from New York, but I don't know what they'll get for him. So for me, it's probably between Andrews and Diggs. So I think I'm going to take Andrews here, Mark Andrews, the tight end. Did he finish tight end one for the season? Was it him or Gesicki? I can't remember.
Oh, it was him. I'm pretty sure it was him.
I'll take Mark Andrews.
Right, nice pick. I like it. I think he's clearly in a tier of his own amongst those four players.
I think he's probably, you know, going to be there or thereabouts to finish the tight end one for the next couple of years. I think Pitts is still ahead of him on value, I think, but on actual finish, it's going to be him.
Fair. Bull. Oh, wait, no. It's Matt.
No, again. Matt's got another one.
Gone. Device is not connected. Come back, Matt.
Oh. Yeah, I think for me out of those four players, I'd probably be gambling on Saquon. You know, you've got the turn, so you could probably take him slightly lower, but I'd probably be gambling on the upside of Saquon.
In a real draft, yeah. I mean, you know, maybe he's got the turn. I don't know.
I think Stephon's getting older. Mark Andrews, I'm still not sold on whether or not he's, you know, the long-term going to be the target leader there. I think you and I had a bathroom bet earlier in the season that Lamar would throw the ball more, and he didn't.
Really? I think he did.
I think you'll find it was either identical or less than last year.
What? Lamar, identical or less? Well, no, because he only played 12 games. He threw 382 passes. So that's like by far his career high in attempts per game.
Yeah, but it's still bottom third of the league, though. Like,
no, it's not. 382 divided by 12 is 31.83.
No, he stepped up. He stepped up this year. It puts him just into the top half, I think.
31.8. Attempts a game.
So 31.8 attempts a game puts him at 24th between New England and Chicago. You know, so he moved up from last to middle of the league, but you know, it's still not amazing volume.
But I said he would have over 500 attempts, and that pro rata is out to over 500 attempts, which is 100 more attempts than what he had last year. So yeah. And that was the bet. The over-under was 500. But technically I lost because it's based on raw numbers, so Bully won. Oh, Matt's back.
I'm back. Something's up with my camera. I think I'm just too ugly for the camera or something. But the page keeps telling me the camera's not allowed to. I know there's some permission there that's tripping out. So every time I put it on, it kicks me off, boys. So you just have to listen to my sultry voice. Who did you take for me?
Well, we took no one because we waited for him to come back.
Jeez, how was that?
Oh, yeah, we're a gentleman here. All right, we'll wait. Great man.
I think I've got to take Deshaun Watson here. I think the overvalued quarterbacks. I think he can be a QB1 in the right situation if it breaks for him. So I'll take Deshaun.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty easy pick there.
Had Chubb, Austin Eckler, Deshaun, or Mac Jones. Obviously, it's not going to be Mac Jones, even though I'm a Patriots fan. Chubb and Eckler are a bit older, so you've got to take Deshaun.
Yeah. All right. So, Bully's back on the clock. You got Dalvin Cook, you got T. Higgins, you got Gibson, you got Deontay Johnson. You can pick one of those close.
That's T. Higgins, and it's not even close. Dalvin Cook's got injury and off the field's concerns. Antonio Gibson has injury concerns. Stress fractures are notoriously not fun. And especially the stress fractures he has. I had similar stress fractures. So I'm acutely aware that they don't go away. You just get better at managing them. And then Deontay, well, what's happening in Pittsburgh? Who knows? So give me T. Higgins. Locked up with Burrow long term. Happy days.
That'd be a nice stack if you had that stack, wouldn't it? All right. Anyway, Matt's dropped out again. Oh, wait, now he's back again. Now he's gone again. What are you doing, mate?
There's the camera, mate. I'm just trying to give the people they want, but yeah. Something's tripping out every time you click it. So you just, yeah, mate. Can we just lean you and
I said I don't get to look at you, but I'll come to grips with it. I'll deal.
You survive.
All right, I'm back again, and I have four players to pick from, and it is Derrick Henry, George Kittle, Ryan Tannehill, Derek Carr. I'm going to take Derek Carr and hope that Josh McDaniels can take him to another level, which I think is possible, though not likely. Doesn't fill me with confidence, this pick, but for this exercise, I feel like I have to go quarterback. So I'm going to go Derek Carr.
Yeah,
I
really like Derek Carr. He's got a consistent, sort of QB 11 to QB 15 finish in him every year, and that's without Josh McDaniels. If McDaniels can make him slightly more efficient and get him a little bit more, maybe he sneaks into the 7 or 8, but if you're getting your QB2 in the 5th round or back end of the 4th, being able to snare a second QB1 is a nice little bonus.
Yep. So hopefully he comes good. And my next pick, I am taking. So I've got choose between. Well, I guess Tom Brady's not really relevant to this exercise anymore, but he's in the ADP. Travis Kelce, DJ Moore, Cam Akers. I'm going to take DJ Moore.
He looked good with Deshaun throwing the ball next year, I think.
You reckon?
Possibly.
Okay, if you say so.
Possibly.
All right, so we're back to Bully.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna go Terry McLaurin here and hope that he actually gets a QB. I think Godwin, he's about the same age, but I think he's got a little bit more diva in him, which makes me worry long-term. And Montgomery and Jacobs, you're both taking a one-year running back and hoping that maybe they get a second deal elsewhere. So I think McLaurin's probably got, a similar ceiling to Godwin, but probably a little bit safer floor given that he's locked up long-term in Washington.
Terry McLaurin. And we're back. FF Doormat, you got two picks.
So the first, I've got a bunch of Zach Wilson, Kirk Cousins, J.K. Dobbins or Devonta Smith. I've taken two QBs already. Question marks on Zach Wilson, Kirk Cousins. Who knows where he's going to be? Maybe if he's back with Thielen and Jefferson, I might have snapped him up here and skipped on quarterback earlier. But for me, it's between Dobbins and Devonta Smith. I really like Devonta Smith, but I'm going to go J.K. Dobbins. I think that's great value if you can get in that late. He's going half a round, almost a round later than Akers. And I think he's a better talent for mine in a, possibly a better situation too, right? So I'll take J.K. Dobbins.
I agree wholeheartedly, sir. And you know that if I agree with you, then you must be right.
Have to be.
And so next, take us through your next four. I think somebody here stands out to me like dog's balls, but curious who you take. Who are you taking?
So it's Elijah Mitchell, Elijah Moore, Carson Wentz, and Ezekiel Elliott. So it's between the two Elijahs, and I think I've got to go Elijah Moore. I do like Elijah Mitchell, but I think it's situation over talent there is putting up his value. So I like Elijah Moore. I'll take Elijah. I got it right?
Yep, wholeheartedly agree. Great pick there with Elijah Moore. Good pick. Bull, you're up, mate. Where's Bull gone?
We've got gremlins, mate. We've got gremlins in the system.
Yeah, it's not a good night.
It's not.
That better? There we go. So I got Mike Evans, Mike Pittman, Amari Cooper, and Darren Waller. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is and grab my boy Mike Evans. All he does is put up 1,000-yard seasons, and he's going to give me the safer floor. Pittman could come good. Cooper, I'm not, you know, if he stays in Dallas, maybe he's good. And Darren Waller kind of fell off a cliff a little bit this year. So for me, I'll take the safest of the four.
Right. Interesting one there by Bully. Safest of the four. You think he's the safest? I'm here. I'm back to back. Back to back. And I don't know what to do. This is a horrible exercise. Who thought of this? Aaron Jones, Keenan Allen, Travis Etienne, and Calvin Ridley are the four players I get to pick from. I'm not liking how this is coming together, boys. I don't know why I wanted the first pick, but I'm going to take Travis Etienne.
It's a bad bunch. I think it's a bad bunch. For me, it's at least you know where Etienne is. You got the youth on your side. Just a shame about the injury, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. But, I mean, he'll be back this season. I'm excited. It's all right. The next four is – all right, so on the turn, Chase Claypool, Brandon Ayuk, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, or A.J. Dillon. And Hatton's just dropped out again. You boys got to get your stuff together. This is ridiculous. All right. Technology is not your friend. I'm going to take Brandon Ayuk. He's back, and we get to look at him.
Houses, yeah, it's a bad thing, but yeah, I think Chrome doesn't like me, so I've gone with the Edge.
Yeah, I'm using Edge. I've got the same problem with Chrome, so I've started using Edge.
Thanks for letting the host know, mate. The co-host. Just
keep it to yourself. You told me you're having camera problems, mate. I thought they were. You told me they were software problems. You told me they were hardware problems. I'm not a mind reader, mate.
Same. Come on.
So out of those four, just for Hatton's benefit, of Claypool, Ayuk, Edwards-Helaire, and AJ Dillon, I took Ayuk.
Interesting.
I'd be taking Dillon there. He got used even with Jones last year. He'll probably shift, you know.
None of the above.
Even further into you. And Ayuk, you know, spent enough of the year in the doghouse that I'm not, you know, thrilled to be jumping on him. Right there.
Yeah, look, I think Ayuk's future star. I'm really high on Ayuk, though. Probably higher than most people.
No one's touching CEH?
Not with, around the players that are around him. I would probably prefer... I would probably still take CEH over AJ Dillon.
Man, how the mighty have fallen. People taking him ahead of JT, and here he is, RB22, and we're still not picking him up. It's rightfully so, right?
Yeah, but I mean, of that four, he's probably third for me. I just can't commit to Dillon. I don't think he's ever going to be like a high-end RB1.
Yeah, but do you think Ayuk's going to break into that, you know?
I think Ayuk could be. I think he's really.
Okay. Yeah. I think he'd actually need to be on the field and get thrown the ball to, you know, break into that tier. And Kyle doesn't seem to like him all that much, but.
Well, after a slow start, he still, I guess he played a lot less games. Yeah. Anyway, look, I still believe.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're up, boy.
Yeah, Dillon did finish the season with only about a point less than Swift, by the way, just as an aside. So Marquise Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Michael Carter, and Davis Mills. Wow. Yeah, see, this is where I'd be dropping down a tier and taking someone else. But for the purpose of the exercise, I'll take Amon-Ra. I think he's younger. He's probably got a little bit more upside. If I'm drafting later in the offseason, maybe I'm tempted by Davis Mills. I think he's probably done enough to maybe earn himself at least a shot at the job this year. But there's too many quarterbacks floating around this offseason for me to feel comfortable taking him. So... I'll take the gamble on Amon-Ra.
Oh, boy. How do we feel about Marquise Brown coming off his first 1,000-yard season?
Nope.
And he did it in 16 games.
Nope.
91 receptions. You feel what? Nothing?
Nope.
Nada? No, fair enough.
He's got to be ahead of Amon-Ra St. Brown for me.
Yeah.
But just that quarterback, look, you know, that's the only question. If they start throwing the ball a bit more, But yeah, it's just up and down, right?
Yeah, he's just not anyone I feel comfortable putting into my lineup every week. And Amon-Ra only scored 3 points less than him as well. So, and that was with some suboptimal QB play.
That was with, all Amon-Ra only started balling out when Hop got hurt and then stopped playing. So what happens if they go draft a guy to be a legit number one receiver and then Hop comes back?
Well, what happens if one of the other guys that is in Baltimore that was apparently drafted to be a number one receiver balls out?
So was Marquise Brown.
Is he? Is he a number one receiver?
He was drafted to be one.
Throwing the ball because he's the only person on the field.
Well, he still did it with Andrews there. Why be like that? Well, you hurt my feelings. Anyway, on to Matt. He's pinned back to back.
So you've got Jerry Jeudy, Baker Mayfield, DeAndre Hopkins, and Jameis Winston. Who knows where any of these Muppets are next year? Take your pick. But I think someone has taken Hopkins at 114 here, which has sort of snuck him into this round. He's the clear cut for me, even though he's getting a bit older. We want to win, right? Can't be all about value. So for me, it's clearly DeAndre Hopkins.
I'd still probably bank on the upside of Jerry Jeudy. I think he's a really talented receiver, and maybe that's a bit of the theme with me because I keep saying all the receivers are really talented, and then they all settle into being fucking mid wide receiver twos.
Have you seen his range of draft here? So it was taken 83, 87, 75. 193.
Yeah.
Wow. So big range of outcomes. For me, it was tossed up between those two, but I'd take this.
Yeah, I think I'd probably
193 is 193. Oh, that's their weight, mate. That's not the way they were drafted.
Well, there you go. Look it on my phone. Regardless, I'm still taking DeAndre.
I think I'd probably go with Benny here and probably take Jerry Jeudy. I think I'd gamble on one of those QBs ending up in Denver and making him and Sutton better. Baker, I think OBJ has potentially killed Baker's career, to be honest. I think OBJ going to LA and balling out probably helped to devalue him.
All right. Who are you taking in the next four?
Matt Ryan, Dallas Goedert, Tyler Lockett, TJ Hockenson. I look really tempted to go TJ Hockenson here, and I probably will. I think we start 1-7, tight end premium. It's him or Lockett for me. So I'll take Hockenson, and I think he's stuck with Goff for one more year, and then he gets a new quarterback the following year and wheels up for Hock.
Yeah, see, I took Kyle Pitts with that second tier, right, for me. He was right there. But seeing those guys go where they go, it would be probably really hard for me to pull the trigger on Kyle Pitts because I think these guys will post similar numbers.
I think Pitts gives you insane trade value that...
You're right. Yeah, that's true. You could buy almost any player with Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
If you lose a QB, you can get pretty much any QB outside the top five, with Pitts plus a backup tight end. I think your market for Hock or Goddard is a lot lower.
Based off this ADP, maybe it is lower than I thought. All right, Bully, you're up.
Jesus Christ. Darnell Mooney, Rashad Bateman, Miles Sanders or Leonard Fournette. Every time I see Darnell Mooney, he falls into that Gabe Davis tier of, I think he had one or two good games and people, froth over it. Miles Sanders, I love Miles Sanders. He's just not going to be what I thought he was. And Leonard Fournette's off contract, so I'm probably going to have to go with Rashad Bateman. He's only just 22, and I'll gamble on him being what they drafted him to be.
Right. Now it's back to me, and it's not pretty, that's for sure. It is... making me sad. So I've got to choose between Damien Harris, Pat Freiermuth, Hunter Renfrow, and Jimmy Garoppolo. And I'm going to take Pat Freiermuth because he seems to have a fair bit of value at the moment for whatever reason, even though I didn't think that he did terribly much when he got the ball. But, yeah, he seems to have a little bit of hype for whatever reason. So I'm going to take Freiermuth.
You wouldn't be tempted by Renfrow there?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's good value. Renfrow is good value there, but I would have taken Harris. So we're all over the shop. But I think just for Freiermuth, I think it's age, isn't it? He's had a couple of good games, and I think people are just banking on him to take that step up. But
Renfrow, I think for me, I'd probably go Renfrow there. Just give me, if I'm picking in that tier, give me the guy that's finished as a wide receiver one. I think the other three are just too many guessing games on what they're actually going to be, whereas Renfrow's been a wide receiver one.
Did he finish as a wide receiver one this season? Really?
Pretty sure he did. He's in that 11-12.
I think the argument you made for Pitch you can make with Freiermuth, right? A lot of, obviously not the same trade value, no one's trading that much, but right. You probably trade more for Freiermuth now than you could for Renfrow, I reckon. So, yeah. But if you want to win, and it's all about winning, right? You're probably better on Renfrow.
Yeah, it's probably the wrong pick.
We're not always about that, right? I said Harris anyway, but value-wise,
so in PPR, Renfrow finished ahead of Mike Williams, Waddle, Lockett, Metcalf, Godwin, Cooks, Pittman, Moore, Lamb.
I mean, the thing that worries me about Freiermuth is that 8.3 yards per reception. But, I mean, that might have something to do with being tied to Roethlisberger, who did not play great.
People love him. They did love him, don't they? Good lot of that.
Oh, look, I'll stick with Freiermuth because that's all I took. So I've got to own it.
This is an ugly bunch. Next mate.
This next four for me, Juju Smith-Schuster, Daniel Jones, Tony Pollard, and Mike Williams. I'm going to take Daniel Jones and hope that Brian Daboll can work some of that Josh Allen magic. Am I hoping against Opia?
I think looking at that group, one of them does not belong.
Too high or too low?
Oh, way too high.
Who's that?
Well, you're picking a backup running back who comes off contract before hit the main running back. He's nearly as old as Juju as well. Like,
mess with the bull and you get the horns.
Tony's bull just got pulled.
Anyway,
look, I like the flyer of Daniel Jones this late, especially the quarterback coming off the board and still having some nice wide receivers and running backs around. So we're at you, Bully. We're at pick 101, 103, 101 to 104.
There's three players in this tier that I'd probably take over the last two tiers that I've taken, to be honest. I got Ramondre Stevenson, Brandon Cooks, Michael Thomas, and Cortland Sutton. Stevenson's the bottom of that tier for me. I'm probably going Brandon Cooks just because I know he wants to play football. Whereas I'm not sure what Michael Thomas is going to be doing. And I do like Cortland Sutton, but he's not that much younger that I'm willing to exclude the fact that Brandon Cooks has been, just consistently puts up 1,000-yard seasons.
Fair enough. I'd probably gamble on Thomas's upside. Matt, who are you taking? You got back-to-back.
I got Fant, Dawson Knox, Jared Goff, or James Conner. I've taken two tight ends. So I'm not going to take another one here. So for me, it's between Goff and Conner. Wow. I'm probably going to take Conner just because I think Goff's got maybe 1 year. That's it. And I'm probably on need another running back. So I'll take James Conner there. That doesn't feel too good.
I honestly would have taken both tight ends over. That's me.
I've got Hawk, I've got Andrews.
You got some interesting players in this next year.
Alan Robinson, Rondell Moore, Tony and Hunt. For me, it's Rondell Moore. I really like Moore. I think he's a little bit of a value there, so I'll go with Moore. Which knew where Robinson was going. I don't think he stays there. I think he's gone somewhere else. So he probably can't do any worse than he did last year, but I'll take Rondell. Can't touch Tony, and I think Hunt is probably still stuck at Cleveland behind Chubb for another year.
I would have taken Tony over Moore.
Really?
Yeah.
Daniel Jones and Tony, made of glass.
I think he's got more chance to be a wide receiver one.
To be honest, for me, moving in that tier, I probably would have gone with the old adage of draft for value, trade for need. And I think Fant and Hunt have the most value in those two tiers.
That was the previous tier.
I know what I'm saying is those two tiers. Even if you're taking Kareem Hunt, I think in season you can move him for a lot more, you know, than you probably get for Tony and A-Rob.
All right. Getting ugly. I think we'll wrap it up short. We'll go shortly. Who are you taking this next tier?
I've got Dalton Schultz, Devin Singletary, Rashad Penny, and Jordan Love. Give me the QB and give me Jordan Love. Don't know where Penny's playing, don't know where Schultz is playing, and I think Buffalo move on from Singletary.
All right. I'm up again, back to back. First tier, I've got Christian Kirk, Chase Edmonds, Odell Beckham, Alexander Mattison. This is tough. Tough because it's horrible. But I'm going to take Christian Kirk. I think he really emerged this season, caught a lot of balls. I think he can take another step too. All right. And then in my next tier, I've got Mike Gesicki, Robert Woods, James Robinson, and Van Jefferson. And I think it's very obvious that Mike McDaniels, the genius new Dolphins coach, is going to turn Mike Gesicki into George Kittle. He's going to block just like George Kittle. They are going to be the same. That was sarcasm because George Kittle is a really good blocker. Mike Gesicki isn't. But I can take Mike Gesicki and he'll give me good, decent numbers of quarterback at tight end, and then I can trade Kyle Pitts for another quarterback. So I will take Mike Gesicki over Robert Woods, James Robinson, and Van Jefferson. All right. And we're back to ball.
So Adam Thielen, Tyler Boyd, Melvin Gordon, and Gabe Davis. Probably going to take my own advice and take Gabe Davis here and try and flip him for something else. 31-year-old receivers and 29-year-old running backs do not get me excited. And Tyler Boyd off the PEDs isn't much. To be honest, I'd probably be offering my whole draft to move up four spots if I was in this tier to take Mike Gesicki. Fourth most targets this year. Tight end five again.
I feel a bull rant coming on.
It's fine.
But Gabe Davis is the only one with value there.
All right. So I think if you take one guy here, we've all got the same amount of players. Do you want to do that, or do you want to go another down to the 150s? I don't know. Can't decide.
I'm gonna take Michael Gallup here. I've got Cordarrelle Patterson, Michael Gallup, DJ Chark, or Will Fuller. Who knows with Fuller? Who knows with Chark? Patterson's 32-year-old that had one decent year. So I think I would take Gallup.
Huh?
Yeah. If we are going again, we've got Hubbard, Gage, Gronk, and Game. We're all pretty ugly. I'm going to take Russell Gage and flipping the bull for two firsts because I know he loves Russell Gage.
Not interested in maybe Chuba Hubbard and the potential C-Mac could be traded.
No, not really. I think C-Mac stays there. I think he's, you know, has another year. I think he's fine. He'll bounce back from injury and I think Chuba will just be solid.
I think Gronk interests me given the news today that he wants to go to Cincy.
I didn't see the headline.
I didn't see that. Because he wants to go there. He's a young quarterback and, yeah. But
he just said himself, right? If he can't play for Brady, he'd want to play for Burrow. But
so who are you taking out of those four, Paul? We'll go to Hatton's next pick and then we'll start.
Minshew, Higbee, Myers, or Chenault?
Quick, come on.
Give me Chenault. What's going?
I like it. Love this guy. I am gonna gamble on Sam Darnold and that the $18 million guaranteed that he has from the car, from Carolina, keeps him there one more year.
Sucker for punching, mate. You are just a sucker.
$18 million guaranteed, mate. Guaranteed.
Boom, boom. That's your soundboard right there.
Whoa.
Look, you know, out of those players, there's not much. There's not much you can, you know, Darnold, Darrell Williams, Darrell Henderson, not Irv Smith.
Mate, Darrell Henderson's won games this season. But I think he's pretty underrated. He's fallen in a favour. All right, this next here for me, and this will be my last pick. Sonny Mykel, Ronald Jones, Nico Collins, Kenny Golladay. This is really tough for me. I'm going to take Nico. Bull, you're up with your next four and your last pick.
Cole Kmet, Zach Ertz, Brian Edwards, Chris Carson. Between the two tight ends, it's probably Ertz, but I'm probably going to gamble on Brian Edwards. He's probably got the most upside. Ertz is 32 in season. I'm probably going to go Brian Edwards.
All right. Gross, but sure. I would have taken Kmet. I think he's got – I like the idea of him and Fields. But Ryan Edwards, I think he's still got some upside left in him. People are souring on him. He could be like a post-hype breakout guy. And you get one here, Hatton. One.
One. So we've got Josh Palmer, no thanks. Hunter Henry, Terrace Marshall, or Corey Davis. Sorry, Benny, but I'm going to take Marshall here. I liked him coming out. Hasn't done much, but just for the youth, I think I'll take him over CD.
Fair enough. I like Terrace Marshall too. Nice player. All right. So I'm just going to chuck a filter on this baby.
Need a drum roll?
Mate, this Google Docs, why can't I sort a colour?
It's not Excel.
Well, it should be Excel. I can't sort by colour. Hey.
Do you want to just read them out?
I'm just trying to. I'm having trouble sorting. This is embarrassing. All right, so I took Pat Mahomes in round one. You took that. Then Bull took Dak. Then Matt with Jamar and Trevor Lawrence. Then Bull took Hurts. I took Pitts and Waddle. Then Hatton with Andrews and Watson. Then Bull with Higgins. I took Carr and Moore. Bull with McLaurin. Hatton with Dobbins and Elijah Moore. Bull took Mike Evans. Then me with Etienne and Ayuk. Bull with Amon-Ra. Hopkins and Hockenson for Dormat. And then Bull took Bateman. I took Freiermuth and Daniel Jones. Bull took Brendan Cooks, James Conner, and Rondale Moore for Adef Dormat. And Jordan Love for Bull, Kirk, and Mike Gesicki for me. Gabe Davis and Mike for Bull. Garp and Gage for Matt. LaVisca for Bull. Darnold and Nico Collins for me. Brian Edwards for Bull. And last pick by Hatton was Terrace Marshall. I would have to say, of that team, I like Matt's the best.
Drum roll, please.
Yeah. Like, after the first three picks, it's just that the tears did not fall. No, I really liked them, to be honest.
It's a hard exercise, Rob. We're limited to who we can pick from. So
when you're limited like that, it makes it a lot tougher.
Yeah.
What's your favourite team there, Bull?
Yeah, I think Matt got the best of the tiers. To be honest, I do tend to move around in a draft a lot. So drafting in set spots was hard. But I think Matt's team probably came out the best. I'm not unhappy with mine, but I think I've probably got some movement to do to actually make it compete.
I'll trade you Mike Gesicki for Jordan Love.
Yeah, I'd probably do that, to be honest. I think I'd probably take Gesicki a couple of rounds higher than he was going.
Should have asked for more, Benny. Come on.
I should ask for more. And I should also let people know that Toilets and Titles have a Patreon. Tier 1 is $3 per month. That gets you in the T2T10 group chat. Tier 2 is $5 per month, and that gets you early access to the Waiver Wire episodes, entry into our Frankenstein Listener League, T2T, and the T2T team group chat. And then Tier 3 is $10 per month, and that gets you one-on-one roster analysis, free entry into our Frankenstein Listener League, and T2T team group chat, and early access to our waiver wire episodes. Oh my God, guys, that's amazing. Amazing. Sign up to the Patreon.
I think just where the tears fell, I took Hopkins and Hockenson after you guys took Ayuk, Etienne, and Amon-Ra. Maybe I'm missing the boat on Amon-Ra, but you think you can trade him straight up for and get Hockenson back or Hopkins back?
I don't think.
So it's you know, this exercise is a bit of luck, really, right? Like, it just depends who's in that tier. But bit of good fun. You can see what you know. The first few rounds pretty short, but after that, it's you know, consensus all over the shop.
I mean, this exercise, right? You get one other guy, you know, in the later tier that you just miss out on. Maybe you like your team a lot more, right? Like, if I had gotten, you know, if a Zach Wilson or another young quarterback had fallen to, you know, ended up on my team, you know, I like and is long term starting potential, I'd probably like my team a lot more than how it ended up.
Yeah, even little things like me, like the tier where I think it was Mooney and Bateman and Leonard Fournette, I think I'd gladly take, you know, Hunter Renfrow over any of them.
I can't blame you there.
Yeah.
Look, we've got a good hour here. Is there anything else that you guys want to just touch on before we log off for the night and go to bed, boys?
I think just the only thing I'll say is make sure you're actually paying attention to the news and making moves accordingly. I managed to snare myself a Kamara share for a second and a third in 23 during the week. And it's a big gamble, but at the end of the day, it's probably no more of a gamble than what that second and third is going to be when draft time.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a good way to look at it. And I think looking at this ADP and where the players are being taken, 193rd overall.
I was on my phone. Come on.
just get your guy, because these ADP, like these mocks, once you get past the first couple of rounds, right, and even within the first couple of rounds, some of these players are going all over the shop.
Yeah.
You know, like I got Justin Fields here going as high as low as 24, as high as 14. You got Javonte Williams going as high as 16, as low as 32. Just draft the guys that you want on your team, because nothing makes you happier than going and getting your guy and being right.
Even if you're wrong, you don't know you're wrong for 6 months, right? So you can just sit there and just love it. It's the best time of year, you know. It's great. It's not until they start playing you realize that you're all over the shop. You got no idea and you know.
In that final two flex spots, I'm in trouble. So pretty players I drafted aren't starting.
it's good to them.
What can you do? All right, everyone. Well, if anyone happens to tune in and listen to this, thank you in advance. And good night.